almost 6:53, and I guess that throughout this morning, one of the first topics we'll talk about with many of our guests is the passing of United States Senator Carl Levin, Michigan's longest-serving senator, has died at the age of 87. I would be remiss in not asking, even though we have something else scheduled to talk about, but I'd be remiss in not asking Crane's Detroit business reporter Chad Livengood about his experiences with Senator Carl Levin over the years and any thoughts he might have in his passing. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, Paul W. I moved back to Michigan in 2012 as a political reporter. So my career as a reporter kind of in Michigan kind of came at the tail end of Senator Carl Levin's career as a politician in public office. But I've talked to a number of his staffers over the years, and they all tell these legendary stories of just how much this man would outwork them every day. You know, 30 somethings would just be chasing around this 70-year-old senator in the halls of the Capitol, who, you know, as his nephew noted, like sometimes he'd be carrying a big briefcase of papers, and papers would fall out, and but it doesn't matter even if he looked a little disheveled as he showed up at that hearing when those glasses went down the tip of the nose. And you're on the other end of that gavel in the House, in the Senate Armed Services Committee. You came prepared. It was pretty clear. And Chuck Wilbur, longtime political aide to Governor Granholm and education consultant now, he was Levin's chief of staff 2000-2002. And ran his reelection campaigns in 96 and 2002 and was a district director. So when you're district director for a senator, you spend a lot of time in the visits with him on the ground. And he told me this story last night about how in the western Upper Peninsula, the four counties that are in the central time zone, Carl Levin has his staff to schedule meetings at both 7 p.m. Eastern time and 7 p.m. Central time in neighboring counties. Carl's favorite type of schedule was one that he had two appointments at 7 p.m. In the same state. So that's just kind of a testament to Carl Levin's work ethic and how he wanted to spend as much time as possible with his constituents.
The nephew you mentioned, that would be United States Representative Andy Levin. Most famously, his brother, Sander Levin, and the two of them would be confused for each other in Washington. They took it in great stride. And this is a guy who was a United States Senator forever and had, I can't think of anything that even came close to a controversy in his time.
No, I mean, that's a very good point. He did not... He did not get in trouble like a lot of our representatives sometimes do. And, he wasn't the most glamorous senator. He wasn't one who was running to the microphones all the time. For reporters, he was, wasn't always the most accessible. Just kind of did his job. He probably made more splashes in those hearings that he would, he'd chair these hearings and just grill people. And to the point that Wayne State Law School started the Levin Center to basically teach people on how to do that, to basically be open inquisitors in government. And they've taught and trained congressional aides on sort of the techniques of Carl Levin's sort of mastery of interviewing people and seeking answers and doing it in a bipartisan and civil way. And that's sort of a major part of Senator Levin's legacy.
You know, I'm so glad you said that, Chad Livengood, because he was the epitome of doing it in a professional way. He never set out to be rude or put someone down, ever. And that's a big deal, especially these days. We'll get around to your next topic next time, but we had to talk about this with you, Chad. Thanks for sharing. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.